Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Gold of Our Fathers by Quay Quarty, published by Soho Press in 2016. Today's book is all about gold mining, murder, and corruption. Darko Dawson has just been promoted to Chief Inspector in the Ghana Police Service. But his exciting new promotion also comes with a transfer away from Accra, the capital of Ghana, to remote Obuasi, an area notorious for illegal gold mining. He arrives to find the police station a complete mess, full of negligent officers who'd rather sleep than solve crime. But on his very first day, a murder is reported. The body of a Chinese mine owner has been found, unearthed under the dirt at his own quarry by his local workers. Dawson starts his investigation, navigating the ways of his new town, as well as the language and cultural barriers with the Chinese community in Ghana. He meets an attractive journalist who's investigating the illegal mining and corruption within the government, which allows foreigners to ravage the land to dig up the gold underneath, ruining the rivers and ripping off the local farmers. Not sure who to trust, Dawson enlists help from his colleagues from Accra. But as he delves deeper and the mystery becomes about more than one dead Chinese miner, he quickly learns that he's overstepping the mark, and powerful people begin to let him know that his investigations are not wanted. Gold of Our Fathers is an intriguing crime thriller set in the world of gold mining. The backdrop of the overseas miners coming to Ghana to exploit their resources is richly described and also heartbreaking. The land is stripped of vegetation and soil, and the local farmers' livelihoods are ruined, and the locals feel powerless as the illegal activity is overlooked by the authorities. There's also tension between the Chinese miners who are trying to get rich from gold and the local men they employ and pay to help them. While the murder investigation is centred around the Chinese community, due to the victim, there are also other foreigners involved, in particular Americans, also in Ghana to seek their fortune. One of the joys of the book is the way Ghanaian life is vibrantly described, from the weather and the torrential rain, to the food, to the landscape, to the different languages spoken and customs. Although the book does seem to be written specifically for a Western audience, with a glossary of terms and pronunciation guides at the back. The main character Dawson is a meticulous chief inspector, driven to solve the crime and arrest the right man, but unlike many detectives in crime fiction, he's also very involved with his family. And as part of his transfer to Obuasi, he has to uproot his wife and his two sons. While he battles with the case, he also worries about being a good father, concerns which have parallels within the investigation, and he consults his wife for guidance when he's stuck on certain aspects. So if you like vivid descriptions, tension between cultures, family-minded detectives, corruption investigations and rain, you might like Gold of Our Fathers by Quay Quarty. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.